Well, Ross had his tooth filled today, and then we went to the movie, and he had some Coke. So when we were in the car, he said, catching the bubbles that were in the Coke with my mouth fixed my tooth up. He paused that long between each segment, but actually he said it fairly smoothly. There was a slight pause between each segment.
What do you do all day? What do you guys do all day?
We went to
stay home.
First went to the library, and then what?
What?
I'm not looking.
What's the matter,
honey? Can you see
it? Don't worry, boy.
What happened at the library, Mark?
You can go backwards if you want to, Mark.
Huh? Mark? Yeah, if you forgot something, you can go back. What did you do first?
What's the first thing we did when we left the house this morning?
Went to the dentist. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and how did it come out?
So they saw the broken.
How many were broken?
You weren't broken.
How many were had cavities? How many? You had two? One and one? Could you talk and use words?
We both had one.
How come?
Everyone has cavities.
Did he tell you you hadn't been brushing your teeth enough?
They get some. They get cavities. Mm-hmm. So people always get cavities.
Well, was it fun when he drilled them?
Huh?
Was it better not to have
them? I hated it when they put the stone in them.
Well,
is there any way you want to avoid it if you could?
I could drink the water.
You'd like to figure out a way so it doesn't happen?
Yeah.
It's called avoiding it.
Hey guys.
What would you do?
When they poured all this water in my mouth, I had to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you had to spit it out. Nuh-uh, I drank it.
I didn't.
You're supposed to spit it out, Mark.
But that's not when I was almost done.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We're done.
Mm-hmm.
All the water that they squirt in when they have the raincoat.
The blue thing.
The raincoat.
Well, did they take X-rays?
Mm-hmm. And did they? Yeah. Well,
not finished yet.
I ate all my chocolate.
What do you think you could do to...
Hey, I was like chocolate.
Do you think there's anything you could do so that you wouldn't have cavities?
Mother Cooper. Brush every day.
Answer Mother's question.
Brush every day. Brush every day.
Very good, Mark. Now Ross has questions.
What would you... You said that if you... If you could figure out a way not to have cavities,
you'd like to.
You'd like to do something to keep from having cavities.
Brush your teeth a lot.
What would you do? Do you think?
That Ross answer, not Mark. That Ross
answer. Pull my teeth out.
That would work.
You know, Mark, I think you're smarter than your brother, even if you are younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think your brother said some very stupid things. You could do like Adam, start losing teeth.
I don't think he's losing teeth because...
Because of cavities.
Because of cavities.
Yeah, we could never...
I think brushing teeth is a good idea.
I mean, Brush teeth every day. Oh, yeah, brush your teeth every day, even at camp, even every place you brush teeth. Mm-hmm. Your teeth. Even at your camp. Even at your school.
I have mine. You have yours. I'm eating my bowl. And we're half and half.
You eat my
what? You eat yours.
Mark said, Dad, when I went across the graveyard, I got cross-eyed. I can still see my nose. I can.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes you so you're uncross.
But I still am cross.
It makes you snap out of it.
I can't see too much.
How many fingers do you see?
One.
No, you see more than one when it's laid up like that.
No, you don't.
You do.
You see more than one when
it's laid up like that, you see more than one.
I still see my nose.
Stop. How many fingers do you see?
Hard to.
See?
I just can't see my nostril, but
put your finger like this. Put your finger up in front of your face like that. Right on top of your nose. How many fingers do you see?
One.
No, you see two. One in front of each eye. You don't see just... Look, how many fingernails do you see?
Two.
That's right. Now how many do you see? If you put two up there, I guess you see about three.
I see three.
That's right. Now eat your hot dog.
I can really see my nose. When I went past... Today, we went past the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
And you turned cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And now you're ruined forever.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yep. I know. That's the end of you. You're finished.
You're spooked for life.
Of course, we're not surprised, Mark. We knew something bad would happen to you. We knew it. We just didn't know what. Now we know.
Well,
you turned cross-eyed. That's what happened to you.
Am I part of the graveyard?
Yep.
A wheel.
Finished. You're dead.
I'm not dead.
Yeah, people that turn cross-eyed are going to die.
Oh my.
It's true. But I can fix it. You want to fix it? Let me fix it. There, it's fixed.
You can see my nose. When I look down, I can see my nose.
Are you sure?
Only when I look down, not when
Mark,
I look down.
Do you think about these things a lot? Do you think about, you know, graveyards and cross-eyed and Dracula a lot? You do?
Yeah.
What happens when you think about it? Do you get real worried? Why? Who do you worry about the most?
Cross-eyed.
You know about Gladly the cross-eyed bear?
No.
That's a nice bear. His name is Gladly the cross-eyed bear.
Is he cross-eyed?
Yeah, he is.
Is he dead?
No, because...
Yeah, they crucified him.
No. Because what I told you is the truth.
What?
It's not true that cross-eyed people have to die.
They just be cross-eyed forever.
Right.
And they all they can see is their nose.
All they can see is the nose on your face.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what else?
What?
people that are cross-eyed always finish their hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What about you? Let's see if you're a cross-eyed boy. If you're cross-eyed, you always finish your hot dogs.
But I hate hot... I hate hot dogs and I don't know how to eat them.
Uh-uh. That was because you weren't cross-eyed. Now you're cross-eyed, you always eat them. I guess you're not cross-eyed. I guess you must be wrong. I guess you must be a regular boy.
Like still can see my nose.
I mean you're a regular boy.
I still can see my nose.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
You're not cross-eyed.
I am.
Mm-mm.
I am. Yep. Yeah. When I look down.
Can't be.
When I look down, I seem cross-eyed.
Mm-mm. Because cross-eyed people always eat their hot dogs.
No, they can see their nose, too.
No, they eat their hot dogs.
They can see their nose, too.
What else?
Hey, you guys, come here!
What's happening? Mikey said, is it true that the graveyard has ugly people in it?
Yep.
And I said, uh-huh. And he said, ugly ones?
Mm-hmm. Is that a new beer?
Well, we went past the graveyard. Mm-hmm. I love the graveyard.
You love the graveyard, right? Because you like yucky things, right?
No, well, I like to see the graveyard.
Yeah. Because you like to think about yucky things?
No, I just like to see it in the morning.
It's pretty in the morning, right?
Yeah. Like, can we ever...
But what does the graveyard look like in the middle of the night?
Can I...
All the yucky people come out of the graves.
Yep.
And they're all rotten.
Yeah, they break bars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they dig in roads. And then they pat them and make them all soft.
Right.
And then the cars, their smoke might come down there.
Right.
And the gas, and a drop of gasoline might land down there.
Right.
All kind of. And they might, they might even... rip paper. They might steal French. Well, they might smush French fries.
Yeah. What else?
Well, they might where is that again?
They might
jump and break the wires.
Right.
And they'll get electric, right?
Right.
Electric avenue.
Mark, are you gonna instead of electric avenue, would you like to finish your
electric avenue, and then the knee will turn into electric.
Right.
Electric avenue.
Mark.
And then we'll eat hot dog.
Mark, you might want to eat a little bit of that hot dog there.
Daddy, you know what?
Yeah.
Well, can we ever go to the graveyard and look all over the graveyard?
I think we should take him to the graveyard.
But not in the night. I meant today in the morning.
Quick.
We just drive in the car and then we stop and go see the graveyard.
You don't want to go now because it might get too scary?
No.
We can go right now.
This is when the people start coming out of the graves.
Should we go now?
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
All the rotten bodies.
Yeah, but all...
I think we'll leave you there.
Nah, if we just go see... If we open it, it will look at the light. And it will go, ah!
And it'll come towards you.
And
closer.
But they don't like to come very close.
They like little boys.
Yeah, but they hate sunlight.
Yes.
By the time we get there, it'll be dark.
Little boys with blonde hair
and blue eyes.
They like to
Snoopy shirts.
Hold them and pull them into the graves with them.
I'll stick my fingers in.
They'll pull you down into the grave.
Then they would be dead.
They are dead already.
Yeah, but even more stuff will come out of them. And then they'll never even more come here. And if they come alive again, I'll stick my fingers in them again.
Do you think it'll work? Sure. Sure it'll work.
Because even to alive monsters that like mourning get killed from getting sick in their tummy.
Live monsters?
Yeah.
What are some live monsters?
From the graveyard.
Uh-huh. No, those are dead monsters, the ones from the graveyard. What about live monsters? Who are some live monsters?
Giants.
Yeah, what else?
Swinging apes.
Right, what else?
Bees.
Bees, yeah. Monster bees, yeah. Right, yeah.
And big fat big rotten Dracula.
Big rotten Dracula. Mm-hmm.
He still is a monster because he.
Dracula is one of those people that come out of the grave.
Yeah. No, but he turns into a bat.
Right.
Bat.
He's a vampire though.
And you know he does to your neck.
You know what? Dracula is real.
I know.
He really
I saw
is.
Him last night.
Ross saw them.
I saw him too.
He just walked there.
He came to he came into your room?
He walked there.
He did?
And you know what? In the night he walked, in the morning he walked there and walked for a long time. Days and days and days.
But you know who gets rid of Dracula? Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, garlic.
And garlic. Santa Claus will get rid of Dracula too.
How can he?
Because Santa Claus is good.
And what does he do?
He hits him with his present sack.
Yeah, he gets rid of Dracula just like that.
He sweeps him away with his beard.
He goes like that and Dracula's coming.
Did you know Santa Claus doesn't know everything?
He
my
says,
God!
Blooming Dracula.
He doesn't know everything, but he knows enough to get rid of Dracula. He's that smart. Sure he is.
Yeah, you know what?
Do you think that Santa Claus is as smart as your father?
No.
Is there anybody smarter than your father?
Yeah.
No? Mm. No. Who? Mm. Who? Who's smarter than you? What's her name?
Say the name.
Mom.
Yeah, you're right.
Why is she so smart? Why is she so smart, Mark? Why?
Because very good brains.
What kinds of brains? What kinds of ideas does she have?
Just mommy ideas.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite parent? Which parent do you like the most?
Mommy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mark.
Well.
Okay, your turn, Dad. You can do the cheerleading. Okay. And then, who's the one that you have lots and lots of love for? Who's that again?
Dad.
And who has lots and lots of brains in his head that are really...
So like Ross said that Damien rubbed anything. His head on Jameson's
you
back.
You don't know anything.
And what you said it was gay, and I asked
no,
Ross,
Jimmy,
on Jimmy's back.
Jimmy, Jimmy was rubbing his head on Damien's back.
Uh-huh.
And Damien said that Jimmy was gay.
Uh-huh. And I was asking Ross if he knew what it meant, and he said no, he didn't know what it meant. So I asked Ross, do you know what it means to be stupid? Okay, Ross, do you want to tell us?
Because it means like, you don't know anything very much.
Okay, what does it mean to be happy?
Like to laugh and smile and stuff.
Okay, what does it mean to be wicked?
To be mean and do cruel things.
Mm-hmm. So you know a lot of words, don't you? But you still don't know gay. Let's see if there are any other hard words you don't know. What about lazy? To be lazy.
You don't, you're just, like, you're tired and you don't care about anything. You just sit around.
And don't do your work, right?
Yeah. I love lazy.
Okay, how about a person who is impatient?
They can't wait. They yell at people when it takes too long.
Okay, how about a person who's ridiculous?
He's cruel.
When they go crazy.
Mm-hmm. And do something silly?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't know what it is to be gay. How about a person who is sexual? Do you know what it is to be sexual?
Uh-uh.
Do you know what sex is?
What?
You don't know what sex is?
What?
Sex
do you
is,
have any idea?
What do you think sex is?
I don't know.
Sex is when men and women love each other.
And they, sexy.
And then they go to bed with each other. And then when sexy when there's no clothes on?
Well.
Or not just no clothes on.
Whiz.
You know, when they look real pretty. When girls look pretty. Have you ever seen a girl that looks
what
real pretty?
What does sexy mean? Now that's a word you
even
use.
With, wait a second. Yeah, have you ever seen a girl that looks sexy?
Yeah.
What is it sexy?
What is
sexy? What is sexy?
Like pretty.
Real pretty, right? Okay. Have you ever seen a boy look sexy? Okay, if you thought boys look sexy, then you would be?
A girl.
No, gay. If you thought boys
yeah,
look if you thought boys look sexy, then you would be?
If Ross
gay.
Thought that boys look sexy.
Now, who do you think looks sexy, girls or boys?
Girls.
Well, then you're not gay.
Jimmy is.
No, Jimmy's probably not gay. Damien's just teasing Jimmy. Well, ask Jimmy. Doesn't he like girls?
Well, today was his last day of camp.
Yeah? Oh, poor Jimmy. He lost all his girlfriends then, didn't he?
Well, no.
Did they all deserve him?
He only lost Mindy, all the rest. Well, and he lost two more. He's only got two left.
Of all the girlfriends?
No, he's only got one left.
Well, that's too bad. That's too bad. He had a bunch, didn't he?
No, none left. He doesn't have any more.
That's it? They all left him?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why did they leave him?
They're not so interested since I've been doing my job.
What was your job?
Guarding Jimmy.
Guarding Jimmy from all the girls?
Yeah, because they're bugging him and stuff.
You've been keeping him safe?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, maybe they'll turn on you. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about that?
From Panther.
From what?
From Panther.
What is Panther?
You know, from Danger Mouse's assistant.
Oh, I didn't know Danger Mouse's assistant. Is it Panther?
I know Panther.
This looks like Panfo.
I know Kung Mugi.
Kung Mugi? What is Kung Mugi?
It's
nothing. Type of Kung Fu?
Yeah. Well, it's not like
it. I know
but
Kung
he, Mugi. But he has...
I know Kung Mugi.
Kung Mugi.
I know Kung Kitty.
How about Kung Poopy?
How about Kung
The easiest one in karate is Kung
How about Kung Squeezable?
Tongue squeeze the cat. Mm-hmm. Careful,
I'm gonna say.
How about
Okay, how many kids need some snack? Bedtime snack.
Me.
Okay, what do you need? What do you need? Tell me what you need.
Where
did it go with the tail? He's frustrated and bored, and he said, "Is no one going to help me do my puzzles?"